الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أهلا وسهلا بكم، ومرة ثانية نعزي أخانا الحبيب أبو يوسف والعائلة وأم يوسف لوفاة أحمد، أسأل الله أن يرحمهم. وهذا اليوم هو يوم الإفطار الجماعي ويوم الإفطار الجالية المسلمة لتأتي مع بعضها مجتمعة على طاعة الله ومجتمعة على محبة الله. نستفتح إن شاء الله بالذي هو خير مع الشيخ عبد الحميد إن شاء الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. طه، ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى. تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى الرحمن. خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى الرحمن على العرش استوى. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى. وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى. الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى. وهل أتاك حديث موسى إذ رأى نارا فقال لأهلهم كثوا فقال لأهلهم كثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار هدى. فلما أتاها نودي يا موسى إني أنا ربك ربك فاخلع نعليك إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى وأنا اخترتك وَأَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ إِنَّنِي الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري إن الساعة آتية أكاد أخفيها لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى فلا يصدنك عنها من لا يؤمن بها واتبع هواه فتردى صدق الله العظيم. الفاتحة.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد أشرف الخلق وسيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، I pray that Allah سبحانه وتعالى accepts from us these minutes leading up to the end of the seventh day of Ramadan. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us of those who are accepted in this day and guide us to his pleasure, and make us of those who are emancipated from hell. Allahumma ameen. Before we had this program, there was aza' for our young brother, Ahmed Saleh, who passed away a few days ago. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to have mercy upon him and elevate his status in Jannah, and bless his family with a beautiful patience, and reunite them with him in Jannah. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma ameen. The subject that we have in these few minutes to reflect on is a subject of brotherhood, is ukhuwa. And brotherhood is one of the most beautiful manifestations of Islam. That you find people coming from all different walks of life, different backgrounds, different ethnicities, and perhaps not knowing much about the details of each other's personal lives, yet one kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, gathered them all together and creates this beautiful sense of ulfa and unity. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions this as a divine gift. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, Huwa alladhi ayyadaka bi nasrih wa bil mu'minina wa alafa bayna qulubihim law anfaqta ma fil ardi jami'an ma alafta bayna qulubihim walakinna Allah alafa baynahum. Allah Azza wa Jal tells His Prophet, and He aided you with His victory and with believers. And He united between them. If you were to spend all that is in the land to unite them, you would have never united them. But Allah gathered them onto you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah for the blessing of brotherhood and the blessing of Iman. Iman, when it's right in the heart, will automatically lead to brotherhood with every other Muslim. That's why Allah Azza wa Jal uses a unique linguistic device in the Quran. He says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. Believers are brothers, meaning that if there's no ukhuwa, that means there's some deficiency and weakness in that sense of iman that's in the heart. Allah Azza wa Jal also
tells us about this shared pursuit and endeavor. In another verse of the Quran, he says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ الْجَاهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hold tightly to his rope and don't be divided. And remember his ni'mah upon you that he made you brothers and you were on the brink of hell and he protected you from that. Alhamdulillah, that Ramadan comes, brothers and sisters, to remind us of ukhuwa. We gather together so many times in Ramadan, morning, night, late hours of the night, odd hours of the day, every single day for a full month, and every one of us realizes the beauty of Ramadan. One of the most beautiful aspects of it is the concept of ummah. We're gathered with al-awwalina wal-akhirin, and we're gathered with all Muslims, fi shatta al-biqa' wal-asqa', all across the globe. We're gathered in this beautiful month, filling our masajid, calling upon Allah, reciting the book of Allah. May Allah Azza wa Jal continue to bless us with this brotherhood. This brotherhood has rights and responsibilities. And may Allah Azza wa Jal make us worthy of it. Allahumma ameen. I'm going to pass over the mic back to our beloved Shaykh, inshaAllah.
Jazakallah khair, Shaykh Usama. As-salallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala an yu'allif ala al-khayri qulubana. وأن يجمع قلوبنا على طاعته ومحبته. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم taught us that when we gathered together in one of the houses of Allah, reciting the Quran, remembering Him, and studying the Quran, Allah سبحانه وتعالى will surround us with the angels. Allah سبحانه وتعالى will send down His mercy. Allah سبحانه وتعالى will mention us in the highest level of the angels. So we ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to accept us and to give us sakina and rahmah. So in this moment, brothers and sisters, you are granted, you are given the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of unity, because of brotherhood, because of coming together to worship Allah, to pray, to tasabbih, to tadhkur Allah azza wa jal. So inshallah, within inshallah a few minutes with Sheikh Ismail, Allah yirda alayk.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. We start off by praising Allah سبحانه وتعالى and sending our peace and blessings upon our master Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the topic at hand is the topic of brotherhood in Islam. In Islam, when someone converts to Islam, when we have a new convert, we say welcome to your new family. We say welcome to your new family because the Islam is all the brothers in Islam are brothers. Every man in Islam is a brother. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةَ. As Shaykh Usama said, that indeed the believers are brothers. And their relation is a relation of iman. And a relation of iman is much stronger than any other relation. Your relationship with someone, if it's based upon iman and Allah, if you love someone for the sake of Allah, if you get to know someone for the sake of Allah, that's a true brotherhood. That's the strongest form of brotherhood. Nuh alayhi salam, when he calls out to Allah for his son, Allah, his son went and he went on the mountain and he doesn't want to believe in Nuh. He doesn't want to believe in Nuh. Nuh alayhi salam, he calls out to Allah, he says, oh, this is my son. Allah, he responds, innahu laysa min ahlika, innahu amalun ghayru salih. Allah, he says to Nuh, don't worry about him, he's not your son. He's a bad deed, he's a bad act. Because he didn't believe. The strongest form of brotherhood, the strongest relation you can have with someone is brotherhood based upon iman and Islam. It's stronger than your blood brother if he's not a Muslim. It's stronger than your blood brother if he's not a Muslim. Where do you meet a good friend? Where do you meet someone for the sake of Allah? We say, I want to love someone for the sake of Allah. We need to have brotherhood for the sake of Allah. So where is your brother met? You meet your brother for the sake of Allah in the house of Allah. In the masjid, the greatest relationships, the greatest friendships you will ever have in your life are the friendships that you cultivate in the house of Allah. Because the house of Allah is a special place. It's like no other place on earth. It's the most beloved place to Allah on earth. Because in the house of Allah, people gather for goodness. People gather to pray salah. People gather to make dua. People come to cry. People come to make tawbah. People come to have a connection with their Lord and their Creator and their Master and their Sustainer, Allah. The house of Allah is Allah. And the friend you meet in the house of Allah is like no other friend. I tell you guys,
The friend that you make in the masjid is like no other friend on earth. Because the friend you make in the masjid, even if you just met him for 5 minutes and you just got to know him, but you got to know him in the masjid, he's better than the friend that you had for 15 years or 20 years or 30 years from outside of the masjid. Because the one that you met in the masjid, you met him only for the sake of Allah. How many times do you meet someone in the masjid and he's a new friend of yours and it's as if you knew him forever? Because what brings you together is a similar understanding. Iman, Allah, Salah. And we need this in our life. You know, us in life, we need someone to motivate us sometimes, to push us to do good. Because we're human beings with shortcomings and we have up and downs in life. We go through ups and downs in life all the time. And we need a sense of motivation or a sense of... Sometimes we need someone to push us to do good because we're weak. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, when he's on the mountain of Sinai, as Shaykh Abdul Hamid just beautifully read, right? He says, as he's speaking to Allah, he's making dua to Allah, he says, Haruna akhi ushdud bihi azri wa ashrikhu fi amri kay nusabbihaka kathiran wa nadhkuraka kathiran innaka kunta bina basiran. He says, oh Allah, it's tough on me. He's a prophet and messenger of God. He has revelation from Allah. And on top of that, he wants a friend to help him out. He says, I need someone to help me too. I need brotherhood in my life. He says, Harun is my brother, oh Allah, let him come join me in this great task that you're asking of me. This task that you're asking of me, Allah, is difficult and I need aid and I need help. Let Harun come and help me. So, why do I need Harun to help me? So we could remember you often. Okay? نُسَبِّحَكَ كَثِيرًا وَنَذْكُرَكَ كَثِيرًا. So we could constantly make praise of you, Allah. So we could praise you often and remember you often. Indeed, Allah, you always were watching over us. Allah, you're always aware of us. Allah, we know that you're looking over us. His main goal, Musa alayhi salam's main goal, is he wants a partner to remember Allah with. You need a partner to remind you to stay up for Fajr or to wake up for Salat al-Fajr. You need a partner for Quran. You need a partner for the masjid. You need a partner for fasting. You need a partner to not look at haram. You need someone to help and aid you throughout your trials in life and to give you motivation to do good. That's what a pious friend is. The pious friend wants good for you more than he wants good for himself. يُؤْثِرُكَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. The pious friend wants better for you than he wants for himself. The person outside of the masjid only wants good for himself. He doesn't want good for you. Your pious friend wants good for you because he loves you for the sake of Allah. From the seven people that will be under the shade of Allah on the day of judgment, when there's no shade except for the shade of Allah, is the two people that got to know each other only for the sake of Allah. And they parted on that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us friendship for his sake. We ask Allah to make us of those whom he loves. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a dhanb and maghfoor in this Ramadan. Jazakallah khair.
ما شاء الله شيخ اسماعيل الله يفتح عليك أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يبارك في مشايخنا يبارك في شبابنا أن يبارك في مصلينا طيب My brothers and sisters, as long as we are gathered in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we are guests. Who is the host? Allah is our host. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be very generous with his guests. So it is the time of asking the generous, the most generous one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most generous one. No, Allah Ta'ala has the highest level of generosity because mutlaq, al-jood, wal-sakha, wal-ata, no one will give like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ask Allah because He is very generous. Second, the masajid is for this, to come together, to be united together, to feel as a community, as a family. In this moment, we learn, or I remember our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Because of the masajid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them patient. Because of the masajid, they feel that they are one unity, one community, one ummah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help them, to support them, to empower them, to make it easy for them and to release them from all types of hardships and difficulties. We need to connect our children with the masajid, to connect ourselves with the family of the Muslim Ummah. You are all family. So every one in the community is your brother and sister. He is your uncle. He is your aunt. She is your aunt. And he is your niece. He is your. She is your niece. He is your nephew. Take care of him as your own children. This is the family of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the father of the believers. And the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are our mothers. So our father is the Prophet. Our mother is or are the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we are his children. We are the children of Ibrahim. We are the children of Adam. We are brothers and sisters. That means a lot, my brothers and sisters. Wallahi, it means a lot. We have to take care of each other. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Muslimuna fi tawaddihim wa tarahumihim wa ta'atufihim kamathalil jasadil wahid idha ishtaka minhu udwan tada'a lahu sa'irul jasadi bil humma wa sa'ir. Not only the people of specific masjid, all Muslims all over the world are brothers and sisters. All humanity are brothers and sisters. We have to feel with them. We have to love them. We have to have cooperation and support for anyone who needs support. Our brothers now and sisters in Gaza in a hardship, we have to feel with them. We have to support them. We have to make dua for them. We have to cry for them. في تعاطفهم وتراحمهم وتكافلهم كمثل الجسد الواحد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالحمى والسهر. My sisters, so please, this is the time of dua. Let us make dua, please. Everybody sit down. We have only two minutes. صح؟ اللهم يا الله، اللهم يا الله، اللهم يا الله، يا رب الأرباب، ويا منزل الكتاب، ويا مجري السحاب، ويا أرحم الراحمين، ارحم أهلنا في غزة وفلسطين وفي اليمن وفي لبنان وفي كل مكان. اللهم أوقف الحروب الظالمة الجائرة المعتدية على أطفالنا ونسائنا. اللهم أوقفها ورد الظالمين مذؤومين مدحورين يا رب العالمين. اللهم أطفئ نارهم، اللهم أطفئ حروبهم، اللهم ردهم على أعقابهم مهزومين يا رب العالمين. اللهم من أراد بأهل الأرض خيرا فوفقه إلى كل خير، ومن أراد بأهل الأرض شرا فخذه يا مولانا أخذ عزيزا مقتدر. اللهم انشر الأمن والأمان والسلم والسلام والعدل في ربوع الأرض كلها يا رب العالمين. اللهم احقن دماء الناس ودماء أهلنا في غزة وفلسطين وفي كل مكان، احقن دماءنا وصن أعراضنا وأطلق أسرانا وحرر أقصانا ومسرى نبينا عليه الصلاة والسلام. اللهم يا الله يا رب العالمين، اغفر لهذا الجمع ولمن معنا يا رب العالمين، اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا، واغفر للمسلمين عامة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين عامة يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم يسر أمورنا واستر عيوبنا ونور قلوبنا واشرح صدورنا. اللهم يا الله يا رب العالمين، اهدي أولادنا، احفظ أولادنا، احفظ أولادنا وبناتنا يا رب العالمين، مسلمين مؤمنين طائعين، وارحم آباءنا كما ربونا صغارا. اللهم يا الله، اجعل أولادنا هداة دعاة مهديين، لا ضالين ولا مضلين يا رب العالمين. اللهم انشر علينا الخير والبركة والنور والعافية والصحة والدين والأمن والأمان يا رب العالمين. اللهم يا ربي صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ومع الأذان والشيخ عبد الحميد، بارك الله فيكم أجمعين.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استقيموا يرحمني يرحمكم الله استووا ويعتدلوا الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا